The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. 7:39. Appreciate having Scott Walder on. He is president of Capital Research Center and author of a brand new book. In fact, it's out tomorrow. Arabella, the dark money network of leftist billionaires secretly transforming America. And, of course, the interesting part about it is secretly here, too. Scott, it is a pleasure having you on. Capital Research Center, it's an investigating kind of a think tank, right? I just want to make sure we get that first off so people understand where you're from.
Absolutely. Absolutely. CapitalResearch.org is where you can sign up for a weekly email about our latest, greatest hits research, or InfluenceWatch.org. InfluenceWatch.org. That's basically Wikipedia of the left. We run that, and I think your readers will find it fascinating.
Interesting indeed. I have never heard of Arabella. I mean, I knew that when it comes to left-wing politics, that there's, you know, a lot of money, because money is the mother's milk of politics. It's how you nudge things. It's a way that you get certain agendas done. And the right wing, of course, has certain money founts, too. But when it comes to the leftist billionaires, the right wing is our pikers. Is that pretty much what you're getting at here, Scott? I'd love to hear more about this.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. The left is the party of the rich and powerful and prestigious, and they have vastly more money, especially when you look at the 501c3, quote-unquote, charitable sector. The left especially dominates there.
How much multiple money would you right. say comes in there? If you're talking billions, it could be trillions for all I know. I don't know. Tell me.
It's every election cycle now, it's tens of billions of dollars just into the charitable sector. The charitable sector actually is much larger in the political part of the charitable sector is much larger than the money going to the candidates and the parties, and also more than the so-called dark money or outside money. Independent expenditure money.
And just so people understand, what if they've never, I'm sure they've heard the term, but what does dark money mean? Because you have to identify where money is if you're donating it into campaigns, right, or where it comes from. But there must be some way that it gets hidden some way. Is that what that dark money is all about?
Yes. The first thing to say is there's no universal definition of dark money. It was invented by lefties to try to attack conservative money. So I like to say dark money is support for speech the left wants to silence, because that's why it was created.
Ah.
And it originally just meant money that going into 501c4 groups, which are a type of nonprofit that's not a charity. The most famous would be like the National Rifle Association, Democratic Socialists of America. So nonprofits that are going to be out there fighting for the left or right and endorsing candidates and whatnot.
All right.
That is not very much money itself. Then there's super PACs, which those C4s who don't reveal their donors can give to. So one of the Arabella problems is there's a Swiss billionaire who will give Arabella C4 money, and then you see that the C4 gives money to super PACs, which the billionaire could not legally give to.
Oh,
they claim it's separate. They claim it's separate, but they've never remotely proven that or even given the least bit of evidence, even to very friendly left-wing reporters. So, you know.
All right. Now I understand a bit of how. So, in essence, the C4 groups that you were talking about are money launderers. They're legal money launderers for political campaigns.
It can absolutely work that way. And more, the super PAC's monies are coming from C4s.
All right. And the CPAC, or I'm sorry, not the CPAC, the political action committees, the PACs, they're the ones that probably buy the most ads. Would that be fair to say? They're the ones that are really moving the needle on political campaigns. Would that be fair?
You know, I will absolutely look that one up. I can't swear to. I mean, they're buying enormous amounts of ads. So it's certainly. They're definitely major players. I can't swear on a Bible that that's the single biggest place for political money.
All right. So,
and by the way, again, the super PACs are different from the PACs. You know, the normal Americans' eyes glaze over on this, which is what the rich lefties hope, right? They don't want you to understand it.
Yeah. But still, if you end up having billionaires writing huge hot checks to C4s, and which are unlimited, they can write as much as they want to this, And then the PACs are then, or then the C4s rather, are able to give to PACs or super PACs. And they're just identified as a, you know, we're a C4 group, right? We're a, you know, nonprofit, et cetera, which means we're good people, right? You know, that kind of thing.
Yep, exactly.
It hides the influence. It's, in other words, it's a way that the wealthy leftists really move the needle in the election system. This is how they do this through Arabella. And maybe you could explain, well, is Arabella actually the...
there's also C3s. That's the thing, but you got to stop. There's much more money in the C3s that do political work than in the C4s that do political work.
Okay.
That's an important thing. And Arabella has both. Arabella has multiple C3 groups, multiple C4 groups, both.
All right. Is it something where they're actually a member? Is there such a thing like I look up Arabella and here's the Arabella company? I mean, explain that, please.
Sure. Arabella is a for-profit consulting company, PR company. They call them Beltway Bandits here in D.C., right?
Ah.
Except it's a huge one. And it created half a dozen nonprofits, both C3 charities and C4s, dark money groups, as it originally called. Legally speaking, those nonprofits of both types hire the Arabella for-profit firm to help them. But actually, the helping firm invented them and set them up.
Was Arabella involved, Scott, in the Zuckerbucks issue of the last big election cycle, presidential election cycle?
It absolutely was. And we didn't find this out until a year later when they finally had to disclose it. They could wait a full year before they had to admit what they'd done in 2020. And they, of course, did wait to the very last second. And then you discover, wow, $25 million came from Arabella to the C3 charity that distributed most of the Zuckbucks. Now, I was fighting with all kinds of mainstream reporters for a year or more saying the Zuckbucks thing is a partisan operation. It is not helping people vote. It's helping turn out Democrats. And there was a lot of dispute about this. And had we known that Arabella, which nobody pretends is nonpartisan, everybody knows is a massive Democrat Party operation. If people had known that it was putting tens of millions of dollars into this, that debate would have been over. It would, you know, this is a partisan operation, period.
Okay. Partisan operation and partisan operations that end up essentially infiltrating election departments around the country. Isn't that a big part of this here, Scott?
Absolutely. They want to change the way those government election offices operate, and they supremely want to put on steroids those places in battleground states that have the rich troves of potential Democrat votes.
Do we have that kind of money coursing through Oregon? Do you happen to know off the top of your head?
You can go to capitalresearch.org and dig into our Zuckbucks. You know, we document every. I don't make any claim if I can't document it.
Okay.
So you can download our spreadsheets and see the monies in Oregon. But I dare say that you probably had some, because even though Oregon is not a swing state, the left loves to prop up its, all of its network throughout the country, and there are no shortage of lefties groups there. So I'm sure some people must have made some money, but I don't remember off the top of my head about Oregon. Sorry.
You're talking, though, about just the sheer quantity of money flowing through the Arabella group, you know, the Arabella network here, dwarfs anything that the right comes or the right has. Could you do a comparison of money? Is there a way that you can kind of say, all right, we're talking so many billions here with Arabella, and of course, a lot of this was done to fight. Remember, dark money was defined as the Koch brothers, right? That's, you'd always hear that kind of stuff a number of years ago. I don't know how much influence they have at this point, but could you give us the score on that, if you don't mind?
This is the Bill Meyer Show.
We have Scott Walter back. He's president of Capital Research Center, author of the brand new book, Arabella, the Dark Money Network of Leftist Billionaires Secretly Transforming America. The book is out tomorrow. And, of course, we'll put all the information up on KMED.com about how you can get it. We got you back on the phone here. And when the call ended up being cut off here, all right, we were talking about the numbers. You're talking so many billions with Arabella and versus... what's the right-wing equivalent, if you don't mind? Maybe there isn't one, but break it down, please.
The closest thing that's similar is a conservative network of nonprofits run by a fellow famous for helping the Trump administration pick federal judges. And
is this the Federalist Society? Federalist Society?
Well, yes. Well, it isn't the Federalist Society itself, but it's nonprofits connected to one of its leaders. And that network, according to the best left-wing research out there attacking it, and according to folks like Sheldon Whitehouse, who's obsessed with this, that network over years raised a few hundred million. Okay? Now, let me give you the Arabella numbers. In the 2020 cycle, their nonprofits alone, we don't even know how much the for-profits took in. The nonprofits took in $2.4 billion in the 2020 cycle.
That's just one election cycle.
Two years.
Oh, 2 years.
19 and 20.
All right.
19 and 20. They took in $2.4 billion, much more than the DNC and the RNC combined, $1 billion more than they combined. Then in 2022, even though it was an off year, Arabella's growth continues. It took in, on the nonprofit side, $3 billion, which dwarfs the DNC, the RNC, and both parties' House committees, their Senate committees. You know, it is a colossus.
Is the Democratic Party irrelevant with Arabella involved? I'm just curious. Makes you wonder.
What I say is, since at least 2005, when Arabella is born, and also George Soros' donor cabal called the Democracy Alliance is born, which is him and about 100 other centimillionaires and billionaires. So since 2005, at least, the nonprofit tail has wagged the Democratic Party dog.
Hmm. What agendas have they been tending to push through these nonprofits, Scott?
Well, the thing about Arabella is pretty much any left-wing agenda item that you can come up with, they have been mixed up in. They're very big on all environmentalist craziness, but they've also been mixed up in like Title IX fights. That's the one, that's the Education Department regulation that forces forces men into your girls' sports teams. They are huge players in the abortion fights, Medicare expansion, on and on. You name it, and they do it.
Wow. What is it about leftist billionaires that are in love with tranny guys going into into girls' locker rooms? I'm serious. I mean, I have to wonder, what is it about being a leftist billionaire? Do they come out that way, or do they look at is it a disruptive force? The whole idea is to break down and just break down any tradition.
Yeah, there was a left-wing activist all the way back in the 60s who had a great, very honest line. The issue is never the issue. Mm-hmm. The issue is always the revolution. So tearing down anything connected to the American founding, the traditions of American society, or at this point, even just sanity. I mean, look at the Soros DAs, for God's sake.
Talk about transforming the country in the wrong direction, right? You know, really destroying it.
It's a hatred of the goodness. It's not, America's not perfect, but she's good. And these people hate the good.
Is there a possibility that what we're looking at here, you know, when I sit there and I'm bashing Democrats, people who are Democrats, are Democrat voters as radical as the leftist billionaires that are funding so much of what becomes the main agenda of the Democratic Party? Or is there some difference of opinion here? What do you think?
No, that is an excellent point. And this is, by the way, you know, people read the stuff that we put out, like these billions that Arabella has and all this. Mm-hmm. You know, you should be scared. You should care. You should educate yourself. But don't despair, because the thing is, something like 75% of Americans agree with 75% of what you and I think, right? Hmm.
But that 25% that disagrees is pretty loud and pretty well-funded, I would say, at this point, from the sounds of it.
You are absolutely right. But keep in mind, the number one agenda item of the entire left is to shut you up and shut everybody who thinks like you up. Now, if you may feel powerless when you hear about these billions, but But if you were powerless, they would not be desperate to shut you up. You are a threat because most people agree with you most of the time. That's why you have to be silent.
Interesting. All right. So that's why the big focus is on repression of speech. That's been a big focus of these leftist billionaires. So how do you believe the Arabella problem can be solved, or can it be solved? Or is it something which is not nearly, maybe it has within itself the seeds for its own destruction of the revolution? I don't know. Because you're right. It does sound kind of tough to deal with when something this big and this influencing in the system, a cancer, really.
Well, that's what I say. I'm not saying you should learn all you can and fight it, but don't despair. And here's the thing. You said, how can you make a difference? Well, first of all, the more you know about this and the more other people know about this, the less it works, right? This is a Wizard of Oz operation. Remember the movie? There's this big, scary, giant wizard, and he's bellowing out at you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really scary, and you're likely to do what he says until the little dog pulls the curtain back and you see, oh, it's just some little old guy at a microphone, right? Well, then he's not so scary and powerful. And to a large extent, that's Arabella, right? This is a bunch of fraudulent, oh, grassroots, Michiganders are demanding this, Oregonians are demanding that. No, they're not. No, they're not. It's just some money run through ads and websites and whatnot. And, you know, the more you know that, the quicker you can just be, oh, well, I don't have to be scared about that. So
Is there anything legislatively that could or should be done to rein the secret influence of billionaires of whatever political stripe from pushing their thumb on the scale in so many different ways?
Well, you know, I will say that I am not at all a fan of much donor disclosure stuff or limitations on spending, because the big campaign finance things, they never touched the C3 world. In fact, they didn't touch the C4 world, really. So that's, you know, those are lefty ideas, and the same with donor disclosure, right?
It's just like here in the state of Oregon, Scott. State of Oregon just passed a campaign finance reform, right? And of course, anything that the public employee unions got through, which tend to control the state of Oregon politics, you know, quite often, they were okay. You know, they ended up signing onto it. So you know darn well that the unions are still going to be able to buy their politicians. It's people like you and me that get restricted
right? Exactly. Don't fall for left-wing nonsense like donor disclosure, where they're going to terrify our donors into not giving money, and don't buy into the campaign finance reform, quote unquote. That's silly.
Okay, so there is a need for secrecy then, right? And yet, Arabella is talking about the secret network. So, how do you keep secrecy of the donors, but you cut them off at the knees to be able to press policy in such unseemly ways?
Here we are. You know, my book is just a gathering up of several years of great research by my colleagues at Capital Research Center. We can do a lot of exposing of these bogus groups and so that their power is greatly weakened. There also are things that you could do. The state attorneys general could be investigating Arabella groups operating in their states. Mm. And in some cases, stuff that they do like Zuckbucks, Zuckbucks has now been made basically illegal in 28 states. So in other words, you can't have private money going into local election offices, you know, actual government election offices.
Which makes sense.
That makes sense. And by the way, you could also have a law at the federal level that just says a C3 charity, quote unquote, just can't fund that, period. You're not allowed to as a charity, period.
Okay.
That would be another good help.
Is there political support for something like that? Because I would imagine the leftist Democrats are saying, hey, you know, a lot of our money comes through that.
Well, you know, shockingly, the Democrats, of course, are completely opposed to this. Wisconsin just passed the Zuckbuck ban as a constitutional amendment through a ballot initiative by a 10-point margin, and yet its Democratic governor twice vetoed the same thing when it came out just as a regular law from the state legislature.
Oh, boy, nothing compromises a principle like getting between a leftist and their dark campaign money, huh? Boy.
Well, exactly. And look at that. You had it in Wisconsin, which is generally thought of as like totally split, even 50-50, right? But in fact, it's a 10-point margin not to have this. So this is, you know, there's so many lies by the left about these things. Oh, Americans support us. No, they don't. You lose by 10-point margins when people have something clearly put in front of them.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of this going about suppressing your thinking and your speech, which is why you must fight back on this and respond. And Scott, I appreciate you doing this and getting all this research together. And I'm going to hold it up to the Facebook camera, the copy of the book. It is Arabella, The Dark Money Network of Leftist Billionaires Secretly Transforming America. In order to fight it and even see it within our own system here in the state of Oregon, you have to understand where it's coming from. And Scott has done the work for you on that. You just got to read this, okay? Scott, we appreciate you checking in from Capital Research Center. Really do. And we'll have you back. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And this is out tomorrow. It's out in the stores tomorrow. Imagine you can get it on Amazon even right now. Just one click, boom, there it is.